And coming up next on the stream of Free Radio Santa Cruz at, yes, freakradio.org, or on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org under the link Latest and Lost Shows. It's the August 22nd, 2019 edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides, Thursday evening. Going to be looking at, or I should say listening to, a report from a federal court on the latest developments in the Roskamp lawsuit. Yes, that's the one-time Roskamp, whose residents have been dispersed far and wide, putting them in more danger than they were in before, more grief, and under the lie that there was adequate shelter. We went back to Judge Davila's court today, and we also have a long interview with Alicia Cole of the California Homeless Union talking about a number of issues, plus bits and snips of this and that, and who knows what else. So stay with us.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
If you're going to Santa Cruz, you can put flowers in your hair, but don't sit on a bench for 16 minutes while you're there. Don't try to use the toilet at the public library or at the so-called community center, or you would quickly see that the laid-back surfer vibe is just a very thin veneer to hide a playground for the rich, where the poor all live in fear. Fear of the next eviction, between the things they must choose, between eating or feeding the landlord in the town of Santa Cruz.
And here we have a kind of a combination of opening theme songs for those of us who can't decide, like me, whether to go with the gentler stuff or kick down with some of the harsher stuff. Maybe play a little of both is my approach. And so I'm going to begin with a long, fairly long segment from Alicia Cool of the California Homeless Union Santa Cruz chapter, who went to court today with attorney Anthony Prince and me, actually, both of us, in order to continue the fight for the Roskamp folks and for the organizations that we represent. I working for Huff, Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, she for the California Homeless Union, as well as the Roskamp Council. The Roskamp is gone, but those who were impacted by the destruction of the Roskamp by the city without adequate accommodations for those who were there, without adequate shelter as promised by Susie O'Hara and the other activists, I should say the other city council bureaucrats under Martin Bernal, are facing police harassment, danger, greater danger from vigilantes, just the conditions of no longer being in a community and essentially being dispersed throughout the city. And, of course, the city itself is in no better shape, worse shape. It seems to even be, it's been mentioned by those who are, well, whom I would term anti-homeless. That, you know, it would have been, in a way, it was better to keep folks in one place, or at least some of them, where, in a way, they looked after each other and they were looked after in some respects. Although, you know, it obviously has serious downsides too, as is constantly being harped upon by those who don't mind folks who shoot up in the privacy of their homes, but love to point the finger of blame at those who are doing so under the compulsorily public section of things. We had a long meeting with the commander, the current commander, the captain, I guess it's called, of the Salvation Army, who, well, at whose Ross camp, at whose River Street camp, we intend a demonstration and protest a week from today at 10 o'clock in order to demand a decent visitor's policy, access in and out for those who are there, other sort of basic amenities like protection from the heat, refrigeration, decent water, the ability to have people in your tents privately. There's a whole kind of roster of things we brought before the captain Marcos, Marcos Marquez is his name, the new fellow that's running the Salvation Army here. He does that at both the 1220 River Street camp and the Laurel Street shelter, both of which, he said, are full. And so there's no way to get into these places other than get on the waiting list and cross your fingers or, you know, you might be squeezed in at one point if you're really lucky and really desperate. That's happened to a couple folks. But for the 1,000 to 2,000 people outside, those who need and want and are seeking for shelter, those who are run off the Ross camp, there's no place for them to go. So we want to make sure that this place doesn't become sort of the new normal, which because it looks like, for many, a concentration camp. People are treated with less respect than you would... I wouldn't say you would treat dogs or animals. That's not fair to say. But you don't get the full citizenship rights that you would in you know, an ordinary campground. And the notion that people who are poor and in economic distress or have other problems, but the real problem, of course, is housing, don't deserve to be treated like human beings and shouldn't be treated like full human beings like those who are go off to camp in you know, for vacation. This is not vacation camping. This is survival camping. I mean, they more than anything need that kind of decent treatment. And we're going to be, we talked with Captain Marcos for about an hour and 15 minutes. The whole thing was recorded, but at his request, it's not going to be played on the air. But we went into things at some length, and we are going to, of course, be continuing discussions with him. But we didn't get much reassurance that things were going to change, and so we're going to raise these issues, as you'll be seeing if you show up at 10 o'clock on Thursday the 29th, which is coming up in a week, out at 1220 River Street. But I'm kind of digressing here, as I often do. Jumping back to Alicia Kuhl, here's this interview, which I find it, I asked a lot of questions, and I think I got a lot of good answers. A lot of it is territory which regular listeners may be already familiar with, but it's got some updates, and it's also, I think, useful for those who aren't aware of all the ins and outs of what's been going on from the perspective of Alicia Kuhl of the California Homeless Union. So let's listen in. I'm going to allow the interview to run for itself and speak for itself, so we will allow it to do that.